All right, welcome to the U.S. Department of Labor's podcast series on allied health occupations for young adults. My name is Sarah Hastings, and I'll be the host of this podcast series. The allied health field has really great promise for employing young adults served by the workforce system. Understanding more about specific occupations in allied health is really a key first step in determining what those opportunities are. So we're hoping this podcast series is going to highlight young adults who are in training and who are currently working in different allied health occupations. These young adults will discuss how they chose to enter this occupation, what kind of training they needed, and what type of work or continued training or education they plan to do in the future. So we hope this series will provide a practical information about allied health occupations in order to assist both young adults and workforce staff in developing a career plan. So today we're going to be speaking with Tiffany Moran. Tiffany is a certified nursing assistant who recently finished her program from the Reconnections Academy in Los Angeles. Tiffany, thank you for talking with us today. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up being a CNA?
Hello, my name is Tiffany Moran. I'm 21 years old and I'm currently working as a CNA. I was born in the U.S., but because I needed some treatment, I went to El Salvador. I did all my education over there all the way to 7th grade. After that, I came back. I did middle school and high school here and graduated in 2007. After that, I went straight to college, completed 2 years, and my grades were not so good, so I decided to take some time off. After a year off, I went back to looking for a job, and nothing was available. It was then a friend told me about YoWATS, a program where they help you train and get a job in many different areas. Luckily, they were working with the Reconnections Academy. It was them who told me about working in healthcare, and since that was one of my options, I decided to take the class.
So tell us how you were hired to do your current job.
One of the teachers from the course for the CNA class was also the director of nursing in the facility we did our training. So she, on the last day, she gave out the applications, and I took one, and I went to the interview. And since she liked what she saw me doing during the training, she hired me.
That's great. Congratulations on finishing the program and becoming employed. So can you tell us a little bit about what a CNA, CHHA, does?
A CNA is a certified nursing assistant, and a CHHA is a certified home health aide. A CNA works in a facility, can be a nursing home or a convalescent home. They work with 7 to 8 patients. They have to do their grooming, their showering, feeding, and many other cares. Well, the CHHA works with only one patient and in the patient's home. The CHHA also has to do the same skills as a CNA, but she may have to do grocery shopping, take the patient to appointments, and keeping them company.
Great. So for you, what would like a typical day on the job look like?
Well, I work the morning shifts. So in the morning, I have to feed them. After that, I shower the patients who have to shower. And I have to change diapers. I dress them up. I give them mouth care, grooming, and make sure that all the residents go to the activity room where they will get some snacks and they will get time to socialize and see the news so they can know what's going on. After that, I take my lunch break, and we do the feeding for the lunch, too, and then we take them back upstairs to change them up, and they rest. Also, I have to make sure that the residents are okay, that their condition hasn't changed.
Wow, it sounds like you really do a lot. So if I wanted to become a CNA, what kind of training would I need? Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what your program was like.
Well, in California, you don't need a high school diploma. You only need to be 17 years old. Then you have to take a class that's 160 hours, 100 hours in the classroom where you learn theory, like how to wash your hands, how to move the bed, how to transport patients from bed to the wheelchair, how to reposition. And also you have those 100 hours for training where you go to a facility and you do all these skills with the help of CNA. You do showering, you do the bed, and eventually you'll get your own patient to do all those skills. And after that, you're going to take the California State Exam, which is two parts. the written and skills. And if you pass both, you're going to get your license.
That's great. Thank you. So what do you like most about being a CNA?
Well, what I like about that is that I get to talk to a lot of people, and that makes them feel good. I get to learn a lot about them. Also, I have patients who don't talk too much or don't respond at all. But then after spending some time with them and you talk to them, they talk back to you, and that makes you feel good.
That's great. So what are your plans for the future?
Well, I plan to continue my education after a year of working. First, I'll go to a community college and do my lower division. Then I'll transfer to a four-year college and get my bachelor's in science of nursing. And after that, I plan to get a master's in nursing.
Oh, that's great. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. We really appreciate hearing from you. To learn more about occupations in allied health, visit www.careeronestop.org. Just click on Explore Careers, then Browse, and you can search for any allied health occupation you're interested in. The website gives you a ton of great information about the tasks and the activities you'll perform in a job, what sort of skills and requirements are needed, and what the wages and employment trends look like in your state. Again, that's www.careeronestop.org. So I hope this information was helpful in your search to finding the right career for you. Thanks for listening today. Goodbye.